This is episode number 1988 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 10th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
We hem and haw around here a lot, but there's one thing, by God, that we don't hem and haw about. It's the Who Cares News.
No hemming and no hawing.
And here we go with Morgan.
I like the little ding. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Ding. Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones is back in action.
Wow.
Complete with lots of stage makeup and everything.
And lots of stunt doubles, I would
and
think.
And probably some Advil. You know, pain medication or
I hate to say this, but there's probably one of those little walkers with the seat in it right off camera where, you know, he can get around. And or the, maybe he's got a golf cart.
And I don't
know what, he's a star. He's got a damn golf cart.
Sure. I think him and Clint Eastwood should make a movie together.
Clint Eastwood's 91. Oh,
they
my
should
God.
Make a movie. 91?
91.
Hello.
Clint Eastwood, you know, he's still got his office on the Warner Brothers lot, but I don't think he's doing a lot.
How about him, Jack Nicholson, Morgan Freeman?
Well, Jack
Harrison
is retired.
Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford. They're
they
all
could all do
that.
A movie together. It'd be great. Anyway.
God.
Remember when the other guys, older
and grumpier old men.
Yes.
Get off my
lawn. Jack Lemmon did it. And
get off my plane.
The 78-year-old actor, get off my walker. Get off my power chair.
Oh, God. I want a power chair.
They're awesome.
I'll bet.
They are.
Mm.
78-year-old actor was seen back in his iconic outfit on set filming the highly anticipated fifth movie.
Here's the thing.
And I love Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah, but I mean, he's in the action outfit, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Has he still got the whip? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know how believable is this going to be.
He's Indiana Jones.
You got to suspend your belief on this one, I think.
Oh, just
this
just,
is a stretch.
Don't be a
negative
Nancy.
Okay, fine.
All right, so anyway, the highly anticipated fifth movie in the series in a photo posted by Josh Gad on Instagram.
Is Josh Gad in the movie? Oh, my God.
Well,
I'll go see it for Josh Gad. I love Josh Gad. I love
him. He's hilarious.
He's great.
And multifaceted.
The guy can sing and dance, too.
Yeah.
Which is interesting for a man of his girth. He really can. No, he makes no jokes about it. He's girthy.
A snowman. He's flexible.
He's a snowman. He's LeFou. He's all that. And a bag of chips.
And
by
a bag
God.
Of chips.
By God.
With dip. All right, so this is the first time Harrison Ford has appeared back in costume since his last film in...
I'm going to say the 2000s.
Oh, well, duh.
Well, yeah, there's 20 of those, 21 of those years.
Yeah, so
I don't
you
know,
wanna, 2000 how about narrow it down a little bit?
I don't know, in the aughts.
In the first...
The first decade of the
2000s. Or the second decade.
I say the first decade.
All right.
Because I... Yeah, no, it's been a while.
2008.
Yeah, because it was a forgettable movie. Let's put it that way.
I liked it.
Forgettable. Nobody's running out to rent that one from the Blockbuster anymore.
Well, he's wearing the classic brown fedora and leather jacket over a beige button-down shirt in the set picture.
Yeah, yeah.
So Josh captioned... All is right in the world. Welcome back, Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
We named the dog Indiana. Does it have a date? What's it looking like?
Production is set to continue throughout the summer.
Yeah.
Or until he breaks an ankle.
Which is possible.
Film is set to hit theaters on July 29th, 2022.
All right. There you go.
Just a tad bit over a year. Well, it's a big week for Kanye West.
What? We're talking about Kanye again?
Yeah.
This is like day number three, isn't it?
Well, he had his Gap thing going on.
Yeah, yeah, that stupid blue coat.
And, well, he should be making an appearance in tonight's series finale of Coup de Cay.
Yeah, I kind of heard that. It's like, yeah.
He had his birthday.
Are we going to watch? I mean, don't you think we should? Just a little homage because we've built an entire career off that stupid show.
And we'll see it again and again and again.
That's true. It's on Peacock.
And now he's vacationing.
What?
With Bradley Cooper's ex.
Wow.
Irina Shayk.
No.
Yes.
Didn't see that coming.
Nope.
Now, Bradley and Irina, they have a kid together, right? Yes, they do.
I believe so.
They do.
And you know what? I don't think Kim's dating yet, is she? It didn't take him long.
I don't think so. Well, they've been split up for a while. It makes it to Kudake, you know it's at least 8 months old. We've established that.
Oh, that's true,
So it's been at least 8 months. It's okay. The ink's dry.
Well, in photos obtained by the Daily Mail, Yay can be seen on vacation in Provence.
It's spelled Provence, but I think it's Provence.
Provence, France. With Irina on
Francais. That's the language. I don't know. I know nothing about France.
Fries.
I know French fries.
Fries.
And French's
and Irina
mustard.
On Tuesday. Yeah, I love mustard.
And Mr. French from Family Affair. Dates me a while. Okay, anyway.
Oh, we can't forget Mr. French.
Yeah, he was so... Sebastian was awesome. Cabot as Mr.
He
French.
Was so... I wanted to have awesome. A Mr. French in
yeah,
my
I
life.
Yeah, I did too. I also wanted to have a Mrs. Beasley.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you wanted
doll.
A Mrs. Beasley, huh?
Yeah, I wanted the doll. Yeah.
You would.
I would.
She was
so cute.
Tuesday, he was with Irina in France.
In France.
Which also happened to be his 44th birthday.
Right. I see Britain. I see France. I see Kanye in his underpants. Isn't that the way that went?
Yes.
I see England. I see England. I see France. I see Kanye in his underpants. Mic drop right
there.
You
do the hands? I see England. I see France.
No, you can't. COVID.
All right, so putting on a very rare grin.
Oh, he smiled?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He must have been on his meds. He was a happy boy this week. Okay.
Maybe That's he's good. On his meds, and maybe he's going through the Tiger Woods school of doing good.
Don't need no Tinder there. The only Tinder he needs is, well, no, we're not going to go there. Anyway.
All right, so... He and Irina walked through vineyards in the south of France.
Oh,
they were
how
also
romantic.
Accompanied by a group of people while walking the grounds of a luxury
not
boutique
romantic.
Hotel.
Not romantic.
Not with a group of people.
No.
It's unclear if they were members of his camp or hers. But
she has a camp. I know she's a model.
I know
she's a model. She was married to Bradley Cooper, but she's not as big a name as Kanye West. She's just not.
But
nowhere
she still
in
has
the
some
world.
People. I don't know.
She has a person. She has a personal assistant, I'll bet.
They're probably his bodyguards and his personal assistant.
Those are the people that talk to
his
ex-wife.
There's the person who says, "You're wonderful, Kanye." His affirmation coach. That's it.
You sure it's not his product safety and... no.
Might be product and safety guru.
I don't know.
They can walk along and behind him, the affirmation coach is going...
Yeah.
You're wonderful, Kanye. You're awesome, Kanye.
Yeah.
You got it going on, Kanye.
You know, I'm just happy and thankful that he's not on vacation with Halle Berry, because that would ruin my day.
I don't think she would do that.
I see England. I see France. I see Halle in her underpants. I like that one better. As long as we're going to England and France.
She wouldn't go with Kanye.
No, she wouldn't.
No.
All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and...
That's all the news you could blessedly care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.